Very challenging and difficult, and with the outpouring of love and support, it would have been impossible. Thank you all. Tonight is the yahrzeit of my husband's father, Aaron ben Avram Shmuel, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. He too was nifter in the Beis HaMedrash, donned with his talis and tefillin. He wasn't nifter from violence, but he had a heart attack. But he was dressed in exactly the same way as his son, my husband, Avram Shmuel ben Aaron. Tonight is Dalet Kislev, Aaron ben Avram Shmuel's yahrzeit. No coincidence. What can I say about my husband that can influence all of us to become better people? I always thought of a tzaddik in a completely different way. Obviously, Hashem has a different way to the way I thought. My husband was an onov, complete onov. I actually never knew that he had smicha and a doctorate. He never told me because he never wanted to show off. It was only when one of my children, who couldn't sleep one night, started ruffling through his drawers, discovered that he had smicha from Lev Lopian, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, from Gateshead, and a doctorate. So the next morning, they were calling him Rabbi Doctor. But nobody ever knew this, including myself. That's an honor. We don't show off what we have, because if we have a good cop, it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not something that we acquired for ourselves. What we acquire for ourselves is our good midas, our goodness from within. And that's something that has to be worked at. He was a brilliant man, but he wasn't beneath his dignity to help anybody that was in need, including myself. He always cleared the kitchen before I came home from work so that I shouldn't come home to a mess. That I shouldn't come into a kitchen with unwashed dishes. I left it in a good condition, but others are using it during the day. He didn't want me to come back to a mess. This is a godel. I realize this now, that things that I took for granted is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from us. To think of other people, think what we can do to lighten their burden and be good to them. A young man came into the shiva who unfortunately had been damaged in birth. And he cried. He said, Mr. Goldberg was one man who made me feel like a Ben Adam. He always stopped and spoke to me and cheered me up, and he was my friend. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu take me? I'm not worth anything. He was such a good man. He could have done so much for so many. I am worthless. And he was crying his eyes out. If one is able to make another person feel like a Ben Adam and give them a good feeling, what a tremendous mitzvah we have. My husband had a notebook with all those he cared for, with their birthdays written down, yahrzeits, anniversaries, and always phoned them to wish them eat whatever was appropriate, mazel tov, or chayim aruchim, or whatever particular anniversary it was, he would have something nice to say to them. somebody said to us, my wife forgot my birthday, but Mr. Goldberg didn't. His thoughts were always, how could he enhance somebody else's life? How can he make someone feel better? Now I understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So it's becoming for all of us here in this hall and all Klal Yisrael to look within, make a cheshbon nefesh, and take a point that you know yourself, you're weak in, and work at it. Doesn't have to be anything big. If you're not a smiler, then learn to smile, because when you greet someone with a smile, it's a whole different thing. They feel that they're worth something. If you walk past them and ignore them, they feel like they're nothing. A smile, a pleasant greeting, and a nice word always leaves one with a warm feeling. We have to grow little by little. You have to take something small that you know you're weak in and work at it. I find it very difficult when I see our streets in Har Nof with garbage on the ground. We have to teach our children and not to take the wrappings off their sweets or their candies, as you would call it, and just throw them on the ground. So important. We're in Eretz HaKadosh and our streets look like slums sometimes, and I find it heartbreaking. You probably think it's nothing to pick up a piece of garbage and put it in. What mitzvah is that? But it is. And let me tell you, it's very good for your middos if you bend down and pick up some garbage and throw it away so that our streets look clean. Why do we have to have dirty streets? We all have to have kavod abrios and improve our interpersonal relationships with each other and be good to each other, non-judgmental. A Yiddish neshama is a Yiddish neshama, whether he's wearing a knitted kappel or a schwarze kappel, it really makes no difference. We're all in it together. We're Yidden, and we have to look for the good in each other.